see, we're in the Perek Rishon, Halacha Beit, or Halacha Gimel, and some of the stuff, of Maitre Shema. And yesterday we did Ben Bagbag and the discussion of Rav Chisda, the distinguish between drusas or inner drusas, about kupas, whether the kupas considered to be part of the fruit and sold automatically, so if it's pressed in there, then obviously the container is part of the pressing. And if not, not. Now that's the piece that we had in the mission, it was the din of temed. The temed, actually, if mitzvah, you pass the kesem maizim, who posel us on mitzvah, mishich mitzvah, you pass the kesem maizim, ain't no posel us on mitzvah. But once it becomes fermented, then it gets a din of wine. Wine doesn't pass on the mitzvah, and if I'm after the mitzvah, it doesn't pass on it with the mitzvah for the chosin. You can still now be mashal. Now, Smith is Rabbi Yehuda. Now, of course, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanina Taman, and the Tanid, the Natan Mayed Bimida, over Saki Devi Dato Patur. The question over here is you put in water, and you come back, and you find it's the same amount of water that was there originally. So you put in a gallon of water, you come back, and it's still a gallon, even though it's been sitting on these Kartani. So the Tanakhama says there's no fear of taking off mice because the taste that you taste doesn't have any be'en in it. Because if there would be be'en, why isn't there an increase in the size? So it's just simply absorption of the taste that's not called yain. No fear of mice. When you're in the chayev, when you're says you go according to taste, once it has the time of yain, the size, to take mice off, just as if it's yain itself. And there be Avu, Zimin Amal Abishem Ramalazim, Zimin Amal Abishem, there be Avistin Rav Chanina, Buhu Sheikh Mitz. What we're talking about, when Rabbi Yehuda says you're crying, don't read that like it does in the passage of the Mishnah, that it's all a function of how much water. He means that if it's Sheikh Mitz, Zaska, that it was already Chomet, over there, it becomes Yani. But if it isn't, if it only has a pound, but it doesn't have, it isn't much meat, maybe you don't agree that it's mine. So that means that according to Rabbanon, the argument is even if it was yichmi, it's all discussion in Gemara of Chum. So that's the Rabbanon means even if it was machmi, in which case our mission would be going dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda, as you say, because the mission is saying here that once something is yichmi, it's nikach v'kefer meiser, which means it's considered to be yain. Mashenkin is a Rabbanon arguing with Yehuda even in a case where it was Ifrit, then they would be saying that it's considered to be mine, because it doesn't pass the mitzvah, it's not kind of a meister. By the same token, you shouldn't be allowed to be bought to kept in meister, which means that our mission is not like Rav Yehuda. Omer of Yossi, Dibri Akoli. No, not true, says Rav Yossi. Rabbanon also would be Moda, that you would allow a person to use his kept in meister sheni on this Ichni, even though it's not considered to be wine. What makes you say that you're only allowed to use Meister money for buying wine? Why can't I buy Meister for the very taste of the yichmit? I want something to dip. I like something sharp. So I buy tenet. So what are you going to tell me that it's not, it doesn't have any kind of value? She can't have people named Melach because of the kind of Meister. So even though you can't buy Melach, but you can certainly buy Neymela, this is this, right? But why should Temed be less than Neymela? This is this. Nobody ever said that the din of Nikah Kesemite is dependent on the din of Chiyah device.
Melach is also the Chiyah device, right?
Correct.
So I put together two things
between
a
Chiyah
and a
Chiyah.
That's
very water and off.
Right.
Right, that's right, yeah. Hmm. Okay, so in other words, you're wrong. The din of peiri has nothing to do with the din of kinyan of a maaser. Only has to do with the din of bechir of a maaser. Amar v'lozer, lo kana maaser. It says over here that if you go ahead and you buy the meat of an animal, in order to eat it and not in order to bring it a carbon. It was right for a carbon. So it says over here, lo yatsa or lechulin. So what's the pshat mean? It's the ways of learning. I mentioned this to you when we were on the Mishnah. It could mean, or it's in of the Torah, you'd see, lechulin, meaning that the chalal wasn't chal, and there's no opinion of mice, huh? Which is not the question. I mean,
there's nothing.
And lo yatsa'or means ain't of atonis yitsa'or, because there was no, the whole purchase was brought from the Levitical. So the other way of learning it is that, well, you weren't yotzi with the part that's yours, you'll have to be erecho kenegda, that part. But the rest of it was yotzi lechulin, right? He's signing that the meaning of the Rav Elazar in the Mishnah of that lo yatsa'or lechulin is a pshat. Not that the or was in Yotzei B'chulin, but the Maaseh Sheni itself is B'chulin. It means that there's nothing with Chal over here. And the Domim, the entire Domim, remained Kaddish for Kedushas Maaseh. That's what it means. That's what the Lashon has, and the Bavli is in a B'teirat, Yotzei B'chulin. On Rav Yossi, because Maaseh, in the morning, Halotek Ta'ima, L'Bosei Taiva, Al-Kochal Mitzvah Asher Mishlamim. Now, originally, I used to think, but the pshat was, if somebody went ahead and did such a thing, so then even though he didn't have kavanah to bring it as a carbon, but by definition, using the Maaseh Sheni money in order to bring the animal, Mamela created a din of shlamim. Because since the Rabbanim were mistaken that the loyotah lakon, and it says, I thought that meant that you have to take now the value of the R of the yokel, connect them to Yerushalayim. That's what I thought it meant. And I'm obviously wrong. Rav Elazar, I've been an Amrin Kum. What I was saying was ridiculous. I mean, how did the Amrin Rav Elazar look on a mitzvah? Obviously, I see now that Rav Elazar is the one who says that the Chalal, there was no kinyan over here. It was ridiculous. I took it to mean that there was a kinyan, and that it's only saying that there be horrors in us. Okay, so then that would mean there was a kinyan, and the Rabbanim were saying it should have a din of Achilas Meiser, meaning that they turned it into a korban, like a Tanai Benzin kind of thing. And Rav Elazar is saying the chalal that wasn't chal, there's nothing to make into a korban. Rav Yossi, b'shem Rav Yochanan. Behemas Meiser Sheni, b'Yerushalayim, to Rebbe Meir, the Tura Min HaBakora, and Rav Yehuda, Chayevet, the Bakora. It's another issue of owning the behemoth. If you say, like Rabbi Meir, that my Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, so then Mamon Gavoa is Potter from the Bechor. So say he buys the behemoth. It's now Chal as Kedusha Shlomim because of its Maaseh Sheni. And as a child, that child is Potter from Bechor. And of course, the only way that it would not be any way Potter because of the Shlomim would be if the type of thing that you bought was in Shayek. Let's say maybe it was a Baal Hazmon, right? So it wasn't Shayach for the Yishlam. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda says that Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, so then if it isn't the carbon, then of course it would become Kaddish for Jewish Bechor anyway. So then if it was Yolda, then the child is a Bechor. Now, my question is, Rabbi Yirmiyah's question, it says, my question is, what if Yolda is a Bechor? A murav marshi kavulak adam mizbeach. What would be the din of bringing the emuri? So velo chal maaseh sheni al emurav velo nimtza mavricho min ha'achila. When you buy something with maaseh sheni, so that means whatever you bought, all the edible portions you're bringing because it's kaddish b'kedushas maaseh to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So now, if I have to bring the emurim of this bechor, it turns out that I'm avoiding the achila, which I'm chayav. But you're telling me that according to it, you're just chayav and bechor. But by definition, that creates contradiction. Because it's chayav and bechor, and then I'm being mavriyak from achila. And the Torah says I'm supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim la'akla. So why is that included, that since anything that you bought is meant to be eaten, that it can't mean that I should bring the part that is born and put it on the mizbeach?
But it is being
eaten. No, the part that goes on the mizbeach is what they eat.
That's not
part of it. What are you talking about? And if somebody is lokeach now, mice, baser, behemah, shetei, l'shlomi. You say the same thing. Mice, shetei, v'schalei, murim. So, v'olim, t'mavrin, k'man, afila. So you should never ever buy a shlomim, even though the Torah says to be zaveach of a shlomim, because after all you're bringing mavriach min achila. That's the craziest question ever heard. What's it have to mean if it's a bechor or whether it's a shlomim? And you see that group is included in the yishtanshu of ma'aser. Oh my, wait a second. B'lekichatah, takami menek, this is ma'aser. It's different over there. since the chiyuv in the Torah is as opposed to use it to buy, then that means the Torah is saying this is the way to be makalo your maaser. Take the money and buy a shlamim with it. Okay, so that means that by definition I have been makalo now the maaser. That's the end of its kedusha. I did my mitzvah. My mitzvah was to go ahead and to buy a shlamim. But over here, what it is that I bought, I wasn't matkia now the maaser from at all. It became it was a bala tmo. It was a buzzer type. Now it has a child, which is part of its value, part of its thing, right? So how can Kedushas be b'chor, b'chal, on something? The Torah says, for the reason. Because it still has the Kedusha Meister. I wasn't going to my key of the Meister with it. So b'chor, there's a problem over here. I'm being mavriach it from the Akiva. Amar Rebbe Yossi, I would not have said that the din of buying your shlomi means that the Torah magically said mitzvah sebekah. And since mitzvah sebekah is a concept of having been pokea, the kedusha. So the Torah says make this code. But this is a use. The moment that you went ahead and used it in this fashion, so now there's no longer any kedusha on it because it was done as like nasa mitzvah. So I never would have thought that it's been a nasa mitzvah. I would have said that the Torah is saying that you're supposed to buy it in order to eat it, and nonetheless the parts that go to the Mizbeach, and that's okay to use Meister in that money, in that fashion, not that the Kedusha was Parka, and if that's the case, then by Bechor it's exactly the same thing, that the Kedusha of the Bechor, that's Bechayev HaKrov and Mizbeach, is no different than the original right to buy a Shlomi and to put it on Mizbeach. That's what I would have said. The difference between them would be that let's say Yolda, forget about the word before, Yolda Migdisha Shlamim. Suppose now it had a child, right? And he went ahead and he went and was Magdish that child for the Shlamim. Now it would depend what you hold. If he holds it as far as the specific halacha in the Torah that says Meister goes to Shlom. Okay, so then in that case, you know you were Magdish something that normally if you try to be Magdish something that's right for Bechor as a Shlom, it won't be called because the condition of Bechor is Mirachna. Right? But then Lo Yikadesh, can't be Makadish for anything. But if you hold that the Torah was only matir, the shlomim, in that case, it would be kreva, I would bring it over here as a shlomim because the Bechor was never calling it, because the Torah said it's supposed to be lachila, and it's not a shlomim. So now when you make it a shlomim, so there's no problem of being matkia, the Kedushin's Bechor, and I would have to bring it on the mizbeach in this case, even though I'm not going to be eating it, because it's a shlomim. The Torah said you're allowed to do it for shlomim. So now the only for the kichatapa coming on a kedushas meiser. If however you're telling me the only reason the Torah is not here buying your shlomim is because in the act of the kinyan, your maskia, that act of lakicha, that's maskia the kedusha, because that's what the Torah said to do. So then that's not if I went ahead and I bought it, right? But in a case where I didn't buy it, like over here, I bought Bokir Taiva with a Balmon. So now that it has a child, so now there's no right for me to be Makrivit, because then I'm going to be Makia the Vinavakira from the Imur, even as a Shlomi. There's nothing unique about Shlomi, according to this Mandiyama. Omer Yosef. Neither. We won't be Makrivit at all. Because you don't have a right to be at the Torah said that this is meant for Akhila. And you're trying to say, I want to use it for something else. For being Makrivit and Mizbeach. The Torah never allowed that. So Rav Yossi, Kol Ilan Milaya Ananmari, Umasvit and Mizbeach and Rabbi Zaira. All of the things that I'm saying make a lot of sense. It doesn't make any difference. The bottom line is that the Mishnah is saying more like Rabbi Zira, that actually the act of Lakicha is not yet Kedushas Ma'aser. Where do I see that? Because it says in the Mishnah, Lo Yavi Bichitei Ma'aser Sheni, Ela Nimo Ma'aser Sheni. This is the Mishnah that says the Perish in Menachos, that if somebody is coming to say that I want to bring my carbon as the minchas of the carbon, the lechem of the carbon from Ma'aser, and I bring a carbon tayva together with its lechem. So you should bring the carbon, but he shouldn't bring the lechem using the chitim of Ma'aser Sheni. He can use the mos of Ma'aser Sheni. He can buy the chitim, and he can go and bring the lechem. Now, what in the world is the difference? Ma ben chitim, ma ben mos. I ask you, does this make any sense? Why can't you bring the chitim if you can bring something that has the kedusha of Ma'aser? Hello, there's only one explanation. That belekichata. How come in that a kedusha of Ma'aser? No, I can't bring some chitim, because since the chitim are themselves the Ma'aser Sheni, so the mela over there, I didn't do an act to be mafkiya the Ma'aser Sheni. The thing itself is Ma'aser Sheni. Right, I'm bringing it. I'm bringing it out part of the carbon.
That's the problem.
In other words, Rabbi Zira came up with this wild concept that the act of lakicha is matkia. Rabbi Yossi, brilliant. That explains the mission in office. Because if I'm bringing money, so then I'm using the money to buy the chitim. Then the act of buying the chitim is matkia the kedusha. But if I'm bringing the actual chitim, then I was never matkia the kedusha.
So what happened?
So it must be that Rabbi Zira is right, even though it doesn't make any sense. Because otherwise, there's no way of understanding the Mishnah. Because what's the difference, right? Okay, an amazing deal. So lechora, ma'abeng chitim, ma'abeng mos. Ela, the only possible difference is that v'leki chasef, v'kamim v'nekadosh v'maitim. Said Rabbi Chanina, what's wrong with all this question? Rabbi Chanina gamei Rabbi Mama. Yomim v'nachitim, what's the problem? So the chitim, let him bring chitim. What happens over there? What's your problem? About what? That there's going to be kedushas ma'aser. Who cares if there's kedushas ma'aser? You don't put it on the mizbeach. It's going to lock me toda. So you're going to give it to the kohen. Give it to the kohen. But there's no chiyah for you to eat the ma'aser. I don't understand what you're saying. It has to be eaten. It'll be eaten. The kohen will eat it. It'll be
eaten.
Yeah, well, that's what you're doing. You're measuring it. And then it becomes true, now you give it to the coin.
So
who cares? The case you were talking about was the Murna Gamim Mizbeah. I compare the case of Murna Gamim Mizbeah. That's not eaten. You know, but it's going to be eaten. So, yeah, the whole thing doesn't even make any sense. What possible reason could there be?
The
Truma to the coin. Vashara Bowen. What's wrong with that? You say, Ma ain't no Navy. So he told him, Hagat. Let's think for a moment. Once you're putting the miser in this position,
get in touch with yourself. God, that's how you're very self.
If
you were fully there, you wouldn't have said such a
thing. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe you're right. What happens if something happens to this carbon? Right, so now you're going to be using you, that means that you require a matir. But if you require a matir, something may happen to the matir. Therefore, if you dedicate chitim, it may well be that you're being made only day two. You have a concept not to put something in a position where there's a chiyuv of achila, or say anything like the day two. Right? You can't put something in a position which there will be more likely to become possible. Let's say if something was meant to be in the for shnei yamim v'laila, right? And now you're going to be putting it in a position in which it's going to be limited in its achila to only yom echad. Anything like the day two. So therefore, this would be the same halacha. Maybe in Ma'aser Sheni, so the Torah says it's la'akla. But you're putting it into a massive in which it may not be la'akla. That's the problem.
What's he doing in this case?
He's bringing it as a carbon, which once he makes it kodesh, the kedusha tayda, it requires the matzah of the dam to eat the lechem. And if anything happens, so you're adding a matzah. Once you add a matzah, you're also adding a posel.
Complicated
factor. Right. That's always what the basis rule means. It's an amazing din. With medin kutzul beis apsul, you see from here is a din in the chiyuv of achila rather than in the din of the kutzul. But this you learn that kutzul, there's something wrong with doing that to the kutzul, like creating nicer. We don't want to create nicer. Here you see that he's learning it's the same idea of being mamayat in the mitzvah of achila, just for that alone.
Which is the nicer thing of Israel.
That's the only Maizu Sheni issue. Right?
Even far away from
God. Right. Yeah, it changes our whole way of looking at any new question when they go through. Did we say on the Evil Rock of Hashim or Rock of Maka? What's the same thing? The question is our brains aren't the issue of the Maka Maka. We keep it all in mind. But where did we get up to that you're closing with the Maka Maka?
We're actually talking about that.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. All right. They're going to be coming in anyway. You know, so, good. This was Daf.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay. Yes.
You can read about it.
Yes.